They mourned together in Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hundreds gathered last night for a candlelight vigil.
Praying for you, Uvalde.
Where 19 kids and their two teachers were murdered in a classroom.
Not much that we could say to the ones that have been, you know, personally affected by it, but just to show them that we're here and we hear them and, you know, they're not alone.
Now, the 18-year-old gunman who shot and wounded his grandmother before going to the school was shot dead by a Border Patrol agent who joined a large law enforcement presence. Zavala County Sheriff Eusebio Salinas tells Fox.
My officer, a sergeant, was responding from his home. He has a child at that school, and he was very, very fortunate that his child was safe.
Well, the gunman was in the school for up to an hour and had shot at police from inside. Some parents are critical officers didn't go in sooner. A father of one of the children killed says he and others who rushed there considered going in themselves. There's a renewed call for gun control.
House Democrats plan a vote early next month on a national red flag law designed to limit firearms for mental health concerns. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll call a vote on House-passed legislation.
The American people are tired of moments of silence. Tired of the kind words offering thoughts and prayers.
Previous attempts to expand background checks have stalled in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden's taken action on another issue stalled in Congress, police reform. He issued an executive order for federal law enforcement.
The executive order raises standards, bans chokeholds, restricts no-knock warrants, tightens use of force policies, to emphasize de-escalation.
It also mandates body cams on patrol. He issued the order 2 years to the day since George Floyd's much-protested death in Minneapolis. The intersection where it happened was renamed yesterday Floyd Square. The officer who kneeled on his neck is now in prison, a murder convict. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As COVID cases rise back up in the U.S., the first federally backed site opens today in Rhode Island, where those who test positive for COVID are given the antiviral treatment Paxlovid in an attempt to make that drug more accessible. More sites will open later. Michael Sussman may testify today at his own trial, the case against the lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's campaign, stemming from the probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation.
The defense may let Sussman take the stand if Judge Christopher Cooper agrees to keep the government from asking questions related to pre-indictment negotiations. Special Counsel John Durham's team came to court Wednesday armed with new evidence, including emails, bills, and receipts for jurors to see in another attempt to show that Sussman lied to the FBI when he said he wasn't bringing Trump-Russia allegations on behalf of any client. Durham's team showed jurors an invoice where Sussman billed the Clinton campaign on the same day he met with the FBI.
That's Fox's Brooks Singman on Wall Street. Dow futures up almost 200 points, suggesting the Dow could rise a fifth trading day in a row. A controversial quarterback who hasn't played in the NFL for five seasons is trying to return.
Colin Kaepernick admitted to being open to a backup opportunity in the NFL during an appearance on the I Am Athlete podcast last month.
The NFL is supposed to be a meritocracy. Come in, let me compete. If I'm not good enough, get rid of me.
Wednesday, the Las Vegas Raiders hosted Kaepernick for a workout, a first for the quarterback since his San Francisco 49ers contract expired. QB, of course, found himself mired in controversy back in 2016 when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, continuing his civil rights activism all these years later. Kaepernick does have a Raiders connection, as offensive coordinator Mick Lombardi was a 49ers assistant from 2013 to 2016 while Cap was QB of the team. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics beat the Heat in Miami. Miami 93-80 to take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.